Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Catherine Roush moves out of a rental property after getting an uneasy feeling about a new renter, Elvin Baca. Roush warns the owner, Lawrence Grabka, 69. Days later, Roush swings by to check on the owner and finds his door unlocked. In the backyard, she can see a shallow grave. North Carolina cops find Lawrence Grabka's body buried.
Nancy, Roush describes a chilling moment with Baca outside Grabka's home. Roush stopped by earlier when Grabka was not answering his phone and ran into Baca in his car outside. Baca told Roush Grabka wasn't home, but he would let Grabka know she stopped by. Roush now believes Baca had already killed Grabka when they spoke that evening.
Elvin Baca, 34, charged with murder. A visitor to Union Station, Washington, D.C., is there for more than sightseeing. The man inspects the Freedom Bell, a bronze sculpture based on Philly's Liberty Bell, and tries to set it on fire. When the D.C. Fire Service tweets about the incident, people ask, how do you set a metal bell on fire? The suspect now facing criminal mischief and attempted arson charges. More crime and justice news after this.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Five counts of vehicular murder have been leveled against a Denver truck driver for the June 2022 crash that killed all five members of a Wyoming family when the man's semi-tractor trailer crashed into a sport utility vehicle. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
We're learning from our friends at KUSA-TV that Jesus Puebla was also found guilty on five other counts by a Weld County jury, including careless driving and driving without a valid commercial driver's license. All of this is in connection to the collision that occurred on Interstate 25 north of Denver. Police say that Puebla's truck was traveling at 76 miles per hour when he struck an SUV that was moving at roughly 6 miles per hour due to traffic that was backing up on the interstate. Another individual was hurt when the truck collided with additional vehicles. According to court documents, Puebla was unharmed. Puebla's lawyer contended that the truck's owner was at fault. In his testimony, Puebla said that the truck he was driving was not slowing down even though he attempted to downshift. The Colorado State Patrol later discovered that the brakes on the semi were not operating at the time of the crash. The prosecution claimed Puebla was driving carelessly for miles prior to the collision and was unaware that traffic had slowed down. Prosecutors claimed that he shouldn't have been operating a vehicle with a suspended license and that the truck shouldn't have passed an inspection before the trip. Aaron Godines and Haley Everts of Gillette, Wyoming, were killed in the collision, as was their three-month-old daughter, Tesley Godines. Aaron's parents, Emiliano and Christina Godines, were also killed.
The date of Puebla's sentencing is set for June 21st. The New Hampshire House of Representatives has voted to make it mandatory for people facing major crimes to be present when they are informed of their fate. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with how this move was prompted by a recent murder case.
In non-capital cases, defendants are free to leave the courtroom at any time following the start of the trial, this according to federal rules of criminal procedure. Following his conviction in February for the murder of his 5-year-old daughter Harmony, Adam Montgomery exercised that option. Nothing in the current law requires him to attend for sentencing, even if the prosecution requests it. A bill the New Hampshire House has now sent to the Senate would change that for cases in the future. When the bill was first drafted, it mandated that defendants facing charges that carried a minimum 15-year prison sentence attend in court for both their entire trial and their sentencing hearings. Opponents countered that the only people who ought to be made to appear are those who have been found guilty. In the bill's revised form, defendants would have to show up for sentencing hearings and verdict readings. Deerfield Republican Representative Terry Roy stated that, quote, "If the jury spends the time to hear this case, the defendant should take the time to go in to respect that jury and hear their verdict, and he darn sure should show up for his sentencing." Representative Steve Shurtleff, a Democrat from Penacook who discussed the Montgomery issue at a public meeting earlier this month, co-sponsored the proposal with Roy. Montgomery was accused of killing Harmony in 2019 and then concealing and moving her body for several months. Montgomery was found guilty of second-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and other offenses. The girl's remains have yet to be found.
According to Representative Shurtleff, prosecutors have requested that Adam Montgomery appear in person before the girl's family and loved ones during his sentencing hearing in May.
Thanks, John. Destin Henderson's catching up with his mom by phone, and he says he'll call her back later because a friend stopped by. He doesn't call back, and his mom can't reach him the next day. The friend who last saw Destin also can't reach him and reports Destin Henderson missing. At Destin's Houston apartment, most of his casual clothes are missing, and the comforter from his bed is found in an outside storage container. His phone last pinged in the Aldine neighborhood, 10 miles from his apartment. Searches turn up nothing. If you have information on Destin Henderson, contact Harris County, Texas Sheriffs, 713-221-6000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.